morning and happy Easter to my fellow League of Legends. Coming to you live with our second episode of the Big Time Ballers podcast, live from Buffalo, New York. That's right. I am in Buffalo today. Usually the family and I, we come up here every Easter and spend it with my sister-in-law. So I'm down in the basement. The family's upstairs. So if you hear any background noise, just ignore it and just focus on my voice and the amazing content that I bring to you guys every single time you see a podcast gets posted in our team chat. So today is going to be a very special episode. You know, I actually took your feedback from last year. I think Bill was the one that, you know, I think let me know. I think last year I was a little overly excited where I was sending you guys podcasts like 2 or 3 times a week. And, you know, Bill kind of wanted me to spread those out. And, you know, I think that makes perfect sense, right? So Sunday's the day that we all look forward to during football season. So what I'm going to do is every Sunday, maybe for the next month or so, I'm going to be sending you guys podcasts based on stats or, you know, things that we're working on in the league or interviews or whatever the case may be. Just something to keep us going until football season is back here. So today, what I want to do is I want to look at average points per game. You know, obviously we have all of these stats, and what good would it be if we have these stats and don't share it with you guys, right? So there will be a podcast that comes out that talks about everyone's, you know, overall career points and, you know, win-loss and their playoff wins. And there's going to be a podcast for that. But today, I wanted to specifically break it out to average points per game, right? Because, you know, you have, you have teams that, you know, score 95 points a game, right? And then, you know, that week they actually played someone that scored like 75 points, right? And they kind of made it through. So, like, for example, this year, Cam was at the top of the list, you know, in regards to the amount of wins that he had, right? So Cam was at the top of the list this year, or last year, I should say, with 11 wins. And, you know, Cam, you know, scored over 1,700 points, but there were, you know, there was one guy that scored 1,900 points. There was another guy. There were two other guys that scored over 1,800 points, right? So there were guys that scored a whole lot more points than Cam, but, you know, Cam still managed to rack up more wins than those guys. Sometimes it just happens that way, right? Sometimes you just play against a team that's not on their best and you're able to pull it off. So what I wanted to highlight today was, you know, just looking at, you know, each team, the amount of years that they've been in the league. I'm not going to go through every single team career points, but I will highlight the very first one. And I'm going to highlight a couple guys just to kind of give you guys an overview of, yeah, you know, you could be a guy that scored 10,000 points, right? Going up against a guy that scored 5,000. And it's, we're just going to look at everyone based on how long they've been in the league and where they fall in average points per game. So, you know, it's pretty interesting that I'm looking at the list, and it's amazing to see the fall off really after the first two, but we'll get into it. So, we're just going to jump right into it. Coming in at number one, there's a team that is averaging 124.41 points per game over his 8-year career in the league. He's played a total of 106 games, and he scored over 13,000 points, and that is Chris Cummings in the Hoot Out Nation squad. That's right. Chris is number one on the list at 124.41 points per game, taking that number one spot. I know for a lot of you, you know, hearing Chris at number one is nothing new. I'm sure if Chris listens to this podcast, you know, he'll probably have something smart to say. And hey, there's nothing that we can really say about it, right? You know, here's a guy that, he's got 3 championships to show for it. And, you know, he's over his career, he's averaging the highest average points per game in the league. So congratulations, Chris, once again, for being number one at something. I don't know how much you enjoy hearing me say this. You probably do, but I'm sure it probably pisses a lot of people off, and I'm just putting a bigger target on your back. So I don't know if you want to take it as a compliment or what it is, but maybe you love the competition. So there you go. Chris, number one at 124.41 points. Coming in at 121.25 points over his 7 years in the league, it's Jesse. That's right. Hot garbage. Number two at 121.25 points over his 7 years experience. Coming in at number three on the list at 116.9 points. Some of you may never guess this, but this person's been in the league for 5 years and averaging 116.9 points per game. And it's Walt. Hop on the Juju train and let's go for a ride. Walt, number three on the list. Just amazing to see. Coming at number four at 116.73 points per game over his 6-year career in the league, it's Cam. You better check yourself, bro. Cam, number four, our 2022 division winner, Cam, at number four, averaging 116.73 points per game. Great accomplishment. Coming in at number five, it's Tyler. That's right. Tyler, the man who made it to the 2022 League of Legends Championship, coming in at number five at 116.3 points per game over his 5-year career in the league. Coming in at number six, a guy that I thought would be a lot higher on this list, but he's not, and it's Luke. Luke is averaging 115.1 points per game over his 9-year career in the league. Again, you know, I know you guys can all sit here and say, well, Luke played much longer in the league, so it makes sense that his average is lower. But I just want to quickly, we'll stop here at six and just, actually, we're going to keep going, and I'll make that point when I get to number nine. Coming in at number seven, averaging 114.81 points per game over his 7-year career, it's RJ and the Steel Curtain Squad. That's right, RJ at number seven, our 2017 champion. RJ at number seven at 114.8. Coming in at number eight at 114.6, it's Jason, suck my jinx. Over his 7-year career in the league, he's averaging 114.63 points, coming in at number 8. Coming in at number 9, at 111.69 points, it's Mark. Now, Mark is the other team in the league that has scored over 13,000 points in the league. Now, what I want to quickly jump back to here is, so Mark has been in the league for 9 years. And he scored 13,291 points. And he's number 9 on this list, averaging 111. Chris has been in the league one less year than Mark. Chris has been in the league 8 years. And Chris's career points is 13,187. After missing an entire year. So, just wanted to quickly draw that point that, you know, again, this is just based on everyone's experience, how long they've been in the league, and just averaging out your points per game based on that time frame. And as you can see, despite missing that 1 year, you know, Chris is just a man of my boys. And it's just something that we all have to live with until he decides that enough is enough and hangs it up. Coming in at number 10, averaging 111.4 points over his 4-year career in the league, is Nate. That's right. Nate, our 2021, I'm sorry, MVP winner. Nate coming in at number 10 at 111.4 points. Coming in at number 11, it's none other than T, your 2022 champion, aka world boss, coming in at number 11 at 111.24 points per game. Number 12 at 109.95 points over his 6-year career, it's Shady, coming in at number 12 at 109.9. Number 13 at 109.3, it's Ryan. Ryan coming in at number 13 at 109.3 over his 7 years career in the league. And number 14 on the list, believe it or not, averaging 108.7 points per game over his 9-year career in the league, is Bill. Number 14. Never thought I'd ever mention Bill's name and 14 in the same sentence, but here we are. 9-year career, coming in at number 14, averaging 108.75 points over a total of 119 games played. There you have it, folks. Once again, happy Easter to all of you. And I hope you enjoy this episode of the Big Time Ballers Podcast. And I can't wait to get you guys another episode next Sunday. Do enjoy and take care until we meet again.